Psalm 149. Praise God. Sing to God a new song. Praise God in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel exult in its maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them dance for God. Make melody with timbrel and harp. God delights in the people and crowns the poor with victory. O you faithful, exult in your glory. Take your rest, sing for joy. Let the praises of God resound on your lips. The psalmist is calling on the faithful. The Hebrew is chasidim. Chesed is the covenant love of God, and the chasidim are those who take this covenant and adapt to it and embrace it and respond in love. In verse 6, we noted, let them dance for joy. We might ask, is this a sword dance, perhaps? A ritual celebration of victory in battle? Let me read those verses. Brandish swords in your hands to execute justice, vengeance on the nations, and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment decreed. This is your glory, you faithful of God. Praise God. I suggest that these verses, yes, they may express a dance, a ritual victory dance, but they're hardly fitting. I can't imagine Jesus praying them. And why would we? These sentiments of these verses need radical reinterpretation in the light of Jesus' teaching. During his arrest in Gethsemane, Jesus said to one of his followers, you remember, put your sword back into its place. Those who take the sword will perish by the sword. Paul speaks about the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. In the letter to the Hebrews too, the sword is God's Word. And again in the book of Revelation, from his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining with full force. So as a metaphor, of course, sword is fine, sharp, cutting through to the truth. But as an instrument of war, I can't imagine Jesus using those words or being drawn into prayer by repeating them.